we within our specialty have not used a lot of frontline NAB paclitaxel. I'm not exactly sure why, but in many settings, you know, that, you know, breast cancer, that's what they do. You saw the atezolizumab NAB paclitaxel approval in breast cancer, and that was related to the steroids with the paclitaxel because they didn't want to give steroids with the checkpoint inhibitor. So, you know, I don't know. But we generally don't approach them differently, but we have a higher sense of, you know, level of awareness and suspicion.
NAB paclitaxel has been kind of interesting for me to observe for a long time out there. You know, it's been out there for breast cancer, lung cancer,
yep.
And there are people, pancreatic for sure. There are people who believe that it is less neurotoxic, but a lot of people don't. And when I ask people for data, it's kind of hard. So I'm not really clear whether it's less neurotoxic or not.
Well, let me just tell you. So, you know, weekly paclitaxel bevacizumab is a very special regimen in platinum-resistant recurrent ovarian cancer. And in that setting, many of these patients are heavily pretreated and have some existing neuropathy. So our go-to regimen here in Phoenix in that platinum-resistant recurrent ovarian cancer patient is NAB paclitaxel bevacizumab. NAB paclitaxel bevacizumab is a very special regimen, 80 milligrams of NAB paclitaxel weekly without a break, bevacizumab, you know, every 3 weeks, and away you go.